And now, Lindell TV brings you The Stone Zone with legendary Republican strategist and political icon and pundit Roger Stone. Stone has served as a senior campaign aide to three Republican presidents. He is a New York Times best-selling author and a longtime friend and advisor of President Donald Trump. As an outspoken libertarian, Stone has appeared on thousands of broadcasts, spoken at countless venues, and lectured before the prestigious Oxford Political Union and the Cambridge Union Society. Due to his four-plus decades in the political and cultural arena, Stone has become a pop culture icon. And now, here's your host, Roger Stone.
Hello, everybody. Welcome to The Stone Zone. I am your favorite guest host, Alan Jacoby, with you tonight. Roger is traveling to my neck of the woods, New York. We're actually going to be attending on Saturday the 110th gala of the New York Young Republican Club, the oldest and largest Republican club in the country. Roger and I will be there along with Donald Trump Jr. and many other great American patriots and political icons and influencers and over 600 people of the who's who. And we will be, you know, all discussing ways to save our country as we the people going forward to the great presidential election in 2024, where we will elect Donald Trump as the 47th president of the United States. So I just wanted to remind everybody that the Stone Zone streams live every day at stonezone.live at 5 p.m. Eastern. They can watch directly on the page or watch the latest episode when the Stone Zone is not live. You can also watch on a number of different platforms. They're listed on the page. It includes Rumble, Cozy.tv, Telegram, True Patriot Network, Odyssey, Getter, and of course, right here, frankspeech.com, which is brought to you by the great patriot, Mike Lindell, who also is a great sponsor of the show because he owns MyPillow.com, which you can go. It's Christmas is coming, everybody. Christmas is coming. You got to get your My Slippers. You got to get your bed sheets, your Giza bed sheets. You got to get your bath towels. You got to get your bath robes that Roger Stone raves about all the time because he loves it. You got to get your dog bed. My dog loves it. Roger's dog loves it. And you can go to MyPillow.com. And of course, there you go, MyPillow.com. And of course, use promo code STONE for, I think, up to 66% off. And again, the holidays are coming. Everything from MyPillow always makes great gifts. So, all right, now we got that out of the way. Got to make Roger proud, let you know where you can find him. I mean, we had big news. It was yesterday. I went on Twitter, and all of a sudden, I saw a text message, and then Roger Stone is back on Twitter. I couldn't believe it after 5 years. And when I go on, it's like, oh, yeah, there's his last tweet from, I think it was October of 2017. I was like, well, you look at that. Elon Musk did another great thing. You know, he let Donald Trump back on, which Donald Trump had said, hey, I'm probably not going to use it. He's not interested in using it, which I get because he is Truth Social, which Truth Social, for me, I have to say, I didn't like it at first. I've grown very fond of it. They were nice enough to verify my account. Follow me over on Truth Social at the Great Divide podcast. You can verify the account. You can find me on Roger's page or just search for me, the Great Divide podcast, and hit the follow button on Truth Social. So you can find me on Twitter too, Alan Jacoby 1776, along with Roger, who I'm so happy is back on Twitter. Not only was he back on Twitter, but I want to say it was like within 6 or 7 hours, he got like 50,000 followers on Twitter. And I believe, if I'm not mistaken, when he was taken off, I think he was close to 1 million followers on Twitter before, they banned him for free speech, not inciting violence or anything like that, because we don't do that. But yeah, he's back on Twitter. Happy to see it. Happy to see a lot of things going on. I will say, however, I am not happy about one big thing that has happened that I saw today. I didn't have a lot of time to prepare for covering for Roger today. My mother, young, she's great. She's healthy, but she had to go to the emergency room last night. She's doing all right. Mama Jacoby's doing good. She'll be out of the hospital hopefully tomorrow. So I was, figuring out what I was, got to cover for Roger. But then this story broke. It just boggles my mind. And this just goes to show again how disgusting the Democrats are, along with the Biden administration, And I'll say it now. I just on different notes that the GOP establishment is as disgusting as the Democrats these days. You don't know who to trust. You can't trust any of them. We are in it together, alone, against the establishment, the swamp, and the Democrats. But when they turn around and they free, they broker this deal and they free this ridiculous America-hating woman, and I say that in air quotes because I'm still not quite sure of her gender, Brittany Griner, who I did not care about this female basketball player at all when the story broke that she broke Russian law. I think she had CBD oil in her with the high levels of THC in her bag after a game when she played there. And they arrested her, put her on trial. They sentenced her, I think, to like 9 years hard labor, put her in a labor camp. Do I agree with that? No, I don't. But again, I can't stand her. She was, let's kneel for the national anthem. She hates America and everything about it. So to me, I don't care. They could keep her, right? I think a lot of people felt that way. I don't want to see physical harm to her, but hey, it is what it is. So what is our great terrorist, criminal-loving Republican, listen to me. Well, some of them like him too. The Democrat Biden regime do is they broker this deal, and they're giving Russia and Putin back one of the biggest arms dealer and terrorists and anti-American individuals in the world today. All right, this guy Viktor Bout. Literally, we have an America-hating female, maybe, basketball player, Brittany Griner, who was imprisoned by Russia. And now we are trading her to get her back here, to get her back for one of the most dangerous men in the world. They call him the Merchant of Death. Again, his name is Viktor Bout, one of the biggest arms dealers who hates Americans and actually has conspired to kill Americans who, by giving our enemies lots and lots of weapons. And the fake news calls this a diplomatic victory. Karine Jean-Pierre, the ridiculous press secretary of the Biden regime, sits behind a podium and actually says that Brittany Griner is a role model to women of color, to the LGBTQRSTXYZ community, and whatever else she babbled on about. Yeah, Brittany Griner is no hero. Okay, let's just stop. We literally right now still have a former Marine, former police officer by the name of Paul Whelan. Okay, he's been in a Russian prison for the past 4 years, accused of spying, and he's set to serve, I think it's like 16 years in the Russian gulags. And again, the Biden administration just traded one of our biggest assets that we could have used for leverage for other things. This guy, Viktor Bout, also again known as the Merchant of Death. Yeah, we're just going to let him out for this ridiculous woke WNBA player that nobody really knows and cares about, who likes to get high and kneel for our national anthem. This is what they don't care anymore, the Democrats, the Biden regime. I don't think they've never cared. Not that I don't think. They've never cared. And now they're just throwing it in our faces. Like, we are the peasants. They don't care. We are stupid. We are beneath them. The Nancy Pelosi's, the Adam Schiff's, the Watermelon Head, the Eric Swalwell's, you know. And this is, it's just going to get worse, especially now, you know, with Donald Trump saying he's running for president, with, you know, blaming him for the loss of the midterms, which is ridiculous. You can't blame a private citizen for not gaining majorities in certain places. It's just not how it works. The GOP establishment, the GOP leadership failed, okay? Donald Trump had an amazing record in the House. It was like 233 of his endorsed candidates won their races, you know? But the mainstream media will all spin that. Just like the mainstream media is spinning this Brittany Griner story as a diplomatic victory. You remember, Donald Trump was able to successfully free 54 hostages and detainees without even bringing up or actually doing and giving up Putin's best friend, who, again, this guy Viktor Bout supplied our enemies with millions of AK-47s, tanks, and grenade launchers. You know, Corn Pop wasn't the only bad dude. Biden just is releasing one of the worst dudes. And I believe this is going to come back and bite us you know where. And again, this is the mainstream media with how they're spinning it. They're using the double standard of praise. You know how that works. Oh, this is a diplomatic victory. Look what the Joe Biden is doing, getting an American citizen back, but not highlighting who they're giving back to Russia, who hates us. What is this guy going to do? Just go back to Russia, live out his days, and become a choir boy? He's going to join the church. He's going to be happy. Well, what's the plan? We're not stupid people. I would imagine this America-hating terrorist is going to go right back doing what he knows how to do. Terrorize, kill, terrorize, kill, especially America, Americans. He has a lot of disdain for us, obviously, now. Revenge, vengeance, and somewhere down the road, this is gonna again, bite us right in the rear end. And again, this is also, we're a laughingstock again. Again, America, the laughingstock of the world. Like, look at them. Look what America's doing. They're releasing this terrorist to get back this woke WNBA player who has no value. No value for us whatsoever. There's no national security incentive here or there's nothing. But all those people that were beheaded by ISIS that we could have brought back then. You know, like, and we're worried about a woke basketball player who smuggled THC into Russia and they decided to try and convict. So this, again, this is a 100%, it's a sure way to encourage Putin and anyone else to keep arresting or arrest Americans and severely punish them, because they know at some point, if America has somebody that they want freed, let's just grab an American. It doesn't matter who. They just proved it. All right, a basketball player that nobody knew who this Brittany Griner was until this happened. Maybe some people who follow sports knew, oh, that was, you know, she's another one that kneeled for the national anthem, who made comments about America, and, you know, just because they hate Trump and Republicans and conservatives and blah, blah, blah. Nobody knew who this loser was. And now look, household name, and now will be hailed a hero. What is she going to do when she comes back to America? Is she going to turn around and say, I love America? Look at this great country. I mean, she should, given that what she's been through in Russia and in labor camps and their prison system. She should realize how great she had it here. Will she? Well, she'll just put on a show. I'm sure she'll go and meet the president and be in the Oval Office. Well, actually, probably the fake studio across the street, because I don't think they let Joe Biden in the Oval Office. It's all fake. And, you know, they'll have maybe a ceremony. Oh, look, have her parents. Meanwhile, the parents of this Paul Whale and a decorated Marine who fought for this country and is sacrificing his life by being imprisoned by Russia, being accused of being a spy. And their family, what does his family get to do? Watch Brittany Griner's family get praised? Oh, your daughter is an American hero. No. It's some loser that got arrested. There is no difference between Brittany Griner getting locked up abroad in Russia than you or me. We are nobodies. And she is a nobody. And we're giving Putin back somebody very, very dangerous. Our government's weakness and stupidity is, again, it's on full display, without a doubt. And again, it will only encourage the abuse of American citizens abroad. Lock up somebody. Let's see who America has that we want released, because they'll do it eventually anyway, especially under this regime. It's saddening and it's sick that there are things that need to be done, that should be done. I mean, you know, just look at the southern border, how bad that is. And it's just going to get worse because Biden is moving full steam ahead with getting rid of Title 42, which he was just granted, I believe, by the courts that he can now. And that Title 42 prevented certain, you know, put a little bit more restriction on the border. They're now the floodgates are going to be open even more. And I have very close friends at work, Border Patrol, that I talk to almost on a daily basis. And they tell me from Arizona to Texas to even, you know, California, it's wild on what's going on. And it's just getting worse. There's no more enforcement. Enforcement has ended for quite some time down at the border, and it's just going to get worse. And as far as this Brittany Griner issue with this Victor Bout, who again is one of the biggest arms dealer who literally armed our terrorists and wanted Americans to be killed. I never, ever want to hear the word gun control come from the filthy mouth of Joe Biden, any of his cronies, or any Democrat or mainstream media news actor ever, ever again. Do not come attack my Second Amendment right and want to take away our AR-15s and tell me I can't buy a certain amount of ammo. Or like in New York, Kathy Hochul has now, I believe she signed the executive order, that no internet sales of ammo to come into the state. I believe it has to now all go through an FFL. And it's just more bleeding of the money. So they can price you out of buying ammo. Because they would love nothing more than to disarm us. Again, we're the laughingstock of the world. And we have this Marine, who my heart goes out to his family, this Marine Paul Whelan. Who, why not him? He's somebody. He's more of a somebody than me, than you, than Roger Stone. This man put it all on the line and is one of our Marines. And he's there locked up in Russia, and we're brokering a deal to bring back someone that is now going to become an enriched celebrity. An enriched celeb. She's already a celebrity. Probably has some money. WNBA. I don't know anything about that sport. But she's going to come here. She's going to be on Joy Reid. She's probably going to be on The View. She's going to be sitting there with Randy Maddow. She will be probably sitting there in the morning with Don Lemon in the hopes maybe to get their ratings up in the morning. She's going to do the circuit. And I'm imagining, just like the fraudulent medals they gave to the Capitol police officers for their heroic bravery of being professional doormen on January 6th, I imagine before, if she's back in country, before the next Congress takes over, they will have her at the Capitol giving her some type of an award. An award of heroism. She's a trailblazer. They love to use that term, especially with women. Again, I'm not sure if that's the gender. And I'm going on a rant about this because, I mean, if you follow me on my show, I do a lot of solo shows. I do tend to rant, but I'm an American. I'm a middle class, hardworking American with a family. Happen to have a platform. Lucky enough to be on other platforms like right here on Lindell TV and covering for the great Roger Stone. I have a voice and I'm not afraid to use it because they'll never take anything from me. Okay? They may want to censor me on social media, which they work hard on doing. They may want to delete an account, which they've done. But they will never silence me and they will never shut me up. And that's what I always encourage, especially on my show, The Great Divide Podcast, for all of you to do the same thing. You don't have to have a microphone and studio equipment and start a podcast. But you should be grassroots level, speaking your mind and showing action from the lowest level of government, from the school board meetings to mayorships and city councils, all the way up to governor, Congress, Senate, and the executive branch. The mainstream media is going to use this. We're going to hear about this until we choke, probably up until Christmas. She's home for Christmas. Brittany Griner, while a heroic Marine rots in the Russian gulag. Donald Trump freed three students from China and never traded a terrorist or a Russian arms dealer for it. He freed three Americans from North Korea, okay, and never traded any terrorists or Russian arms dealers. He freed Aya Hijazi and her husband from Egypt and never traded a terrorist or Russian arms dealer. Again, I can't say it enough. Brittany Griner is not a hero. She broke Russian law. And now she is the sole reason that one of the world's biggest terrorists is being released back to Russia, which is going. It's going to bite us in the ass. All future crimes from this guy, Victor Bout, because you're not going to tell me he's not going back to committing these crimes against humanity, war crimes, you know, terrorism. I will say that all of those things that he ends up committing upon his release, whether it's now, 5 years from now, 10 years from now, will 100% be Brittany Griner's fault. And it will also be the Biden administration's fault. And anybody who dies from his rogue crimes that he will commit, the blood of those people are on Joe Biden's hands, everyone involved, and this woke WNBA role model, Brittany Griner. That is a fact. Anyway, so we have that. And then, of course, now we have, you know, Donald Trump. Actually, before that, you know what I want to do? I want to take a little, we're going to do a little plug. Because I want to get in, I just half the show on Brittany Griner, which, it's, in my opinion, she's a waste of breath. But the story in itself is not, because this has to be talked about and exposed. Because everywhere you're going to see it on mainstream media, it's going to be diplomatic victory. She's great, role model. That's what it's going to be. And we know it's not. I know it's not, and you know it's not, because we're rational thinking American patriots that know better. With that being said, so if you watch The Stone Zone, you know that he talks about cigars. I am a big cigar lover. As a matter of fact, Patriot Cigar Company is my company. I own it. And I'm lucky enough to have Roger Stone as a brand ambassador. They're great cigars. And I want to bring up a little video that Roger Stone made. So let's roll that and we'll talk about it.
This is Roger Stone. You know, Winston Churchill loved a good cigar. So did Jack Kennedy, Mark Twain, and other notables. Whether you're an occasional cigar smoker or a regular cigar smoker, you need to know about My Patriot cigars. These are premium handmade cigars out of Nicaragua, made with 100% long filler tobacco aged at least 3 years to give you the best possible smoke. Go to mypatriotcigars.com and use promo code STONE and you get 15% off. There's also free shipping for orders over $100. Every box of cigars comes with a $10 e-gift card for your next purchase. Yes, it's a premium smoke for freedom-loving patriots. Go to mypatriotcigars.com and don't forget to use the promo code STONE.
There he is, the man. He loves his cigars. I love my cigars. Cigars, to me, cigars are my yoga. That is the one time. And I usually smoke at least one a day, usually at night, typically late, where my phone's not ringing, I'm not getting text messages, I turn the social media alerts off, I kind of unplug and I light a cigar. And I don't like to drink alcohol with my cigars. I actually like to drink coffee with my cigars. And I sit back, and for that hour and a half to 2 hours, typically how long it takes to smoke one of these cigars, I just sit back and I reflect on what I'm thankful for, the friends in my life, what I have in front of me, my family, and just unplug and just think about positive things. You know, a lot of people say cigars, well, they're not healthy for you. Well, I guess arguably you could say that, you know, long term, maybe, you know, you don't inhale cigars. So, you know, most of the time you're not getting lung cancer from cigars. But I guess if you're smoking, hey, listen, George Burns smoked 12 to 15 cigars a day and lived to what? I don't even, around 100. Maybe he broke 100. So, as a matter of fact, his doctor who kept saying him to quit cigars, George Burns outlived his doctor who kept telling him to quit smoking. I'm never going to quit smoking cigars. That is my yoga. And literally, it just takes me to a different place. And I can enjoy that. So I will say the holidays are here. And I know the video just said that if you use promo code STONE at mypatriotcigars.com, you get 15% off. However, and I actually just told Roger this today, breaking news, everyone, for the whole month of December, when you use promo code STONE at mypatriotcigars.com, you're going to get 25% off. That's right, not 15%. You're going to get 25% off your purchase at mypatriotcigars.com. If you use promo code STONE, you'll not only get the 25% off the entire site, but you will also get, as usual, free shipping on orders over $100, and you will get the $10 e-gift card for future purchases with every full box purchase. So big blowout for Christmas. We are getting a lot of sales of people giving gifts and people wanting to give them out for the holidays. I can't tell you how many women out there are buying cigars for their loved ones, for their husbands, boyfriends, and some even sending messages that, oh, I'm buying cigars because I like smoking cigars. And I will tell you what cigars are healthy for. A sane mind. Cigars help with mental health. They are good for your mental health. There is no argument. The argument will not be broken. And that is a fact. So mypatriotcigars.com, use promo code STONE for the whole month of December, 25% off. All right. Donald Trump announced he's running for president. We know that. Old news. What are we seeing now? We are seeing an all-out attack on the big bad orange man from Democrats, mainstream media, and the GOP establishment. Republicans who are spinning their stories. And then, of course, the Republicans who are not saying anything negative about Donald Trump, but they're almost afraid to just get in the water and say, I'm on Team Trump. Like, I'm in the water. I am Team Trump. I'm imagining most of the people watching the Stone Zone are in the water, Team Trump. Okay. Roger Stone, Team Trump. Roger Stone's been Team Trump since 1988, and he's not changing direction now. And everyone with the whole Ron DeSantis nonsense. Ron DeSantis, will he be president one day? I believe he will. My theory is Donald Trump, that Ron DeSantis does not run for president, endorses Donald Trump, helps him fundraise all over the country. That would be the smart political play because this is his last term as governor. Get Donald Trump through the primary. Get Donald Trump through the general so he is elected 47th president of the United States. And then let Donald Trump, I would love to see, appoint Ron DeSantis as attorney general to run the DOJ, root out all the corruption in the Department of Justice and the FBI and the ATF, all of these federal agencies under the DOJ leadership. And then let him run for the White House in 2028. At that point, when Donald Trump gets elected president, okay, in 2024, Ron DeSantis can leave Florida for the two following years at the end of his governorship to the well-capable attorney general. I mean, lieutenant governor who will steer Florida in the appropriate direction and keep it red for the next governor, maybe who might be the lieutenant governor at that time. So that's my theory. I would love to see it. Because I would love to see Ron DeSantis behind the DOJ podium pointing out all of the atrocities that the politicized DOJ has pulled off, like the January 6th debacle, okay, which we're seeing a lot come out on that over and over and over. We're seeing a lot of exposing with the Twitter files, which the mainstream media is not covering at all. Well, on the Sunday shows, on the weekend after it broke, they spent like 7 seconds on the story. They totaled it up. There was nothing. Okay? But they are coming after. The GOP is trying to politically assassinate Donald J. Trump. I happened to have Newsmax on the other day, which I do not like Newsmax. I do watch it here and there just to see what they're doing because I'm noticing a lot of establishment GOP nonsense going on. Right now, you see Newsmax doing a lot of positive messaging for Mike Pence. They're giving him a lot of airtime. He did an exclusive with that Greta whoever that has a show on there now. I forget her last name. The ticker every day has some sort of statement from Mike Pence. And if you will notice, if you are a Newsmax watcher, you will see people that were regular contributors who still work in the Donald Trump camp, like Rick Grinnell, Donald Trump, Cash Patel, Christina Bob. I want you to take notice if you are a Newsmax watcher, you're not going to see them as contributors on Newsmax anymore because none of them renewed their contract. Just like, interesting, Paul Ryan is on the board at Fox and Lara Trump did not get her contract renewed as a Fox contributor. I'm wondering, and this is a question I'm going to ask Roger when I see him. I'll actually see him tomorrow night. If he thinks Paul Ryan is going to throw his hat in the ring and run. Doesn't stand a chance. Won't stop him. I don't know. Maybe. Is it John Bolton, big mustache man, hates Donald Trump, turned on him. He's already publicly said he's considering a run for 2024, which is just a joke and nonsense. Alphonse D'Amato, washed out New York Senator Alphonse D'Amato. I'm from New York, Long Island, near where he is. Was on Newsmax the other morning when I had it on. I mean, complete loser, Alphonse D'Amato. GOP establishment fanboy. He's one of, you know, them hardcore. Sits there. And even the anchors were a little like taken aback of what he was saying. Like, oh, that's interesting commentary there, Senator. He says that Donald Trump made the statement. Everybody's now harping on the mainstream media and Democrats and some establishment Republican that Donald Trump made that comment about, oh, we got to cancel the Constitution. So Alphonse D'Amato says, we can't have a guy running for president as a Republican who says cancel the Constitution because he is unhappy that he lost an election and basically stamping his feet. I lost in 2020. This is Alphonse D'Amato. Then goes ahead and says Donald Trump should be worried about his personal issues, his legal issues, his criminal issues, criminal issues. It's going to be a big word now with Trump. I'll get into that in a second. Criminal issues. And worry about getting his house in order and not endorsing candidates because that basically failed is what he was saying. And that his exact words were Trump is a disaster. You are going to see this line said in many different ways, okay? Just like Republicans are a threat to democracy on Channel 4 and Channel 8. Republicans are a threat to democracy. You're going to now see this now for the next 2 years, okay? And it's not going to stop. It's not going to stop. And Donald Trump didn't say cancel the Constitution. That's not what he said. He actually said, he said a massive fraud of this type and magnitude allows for the termination of rules, regulations, and articles, even those found in the Constitution. That's what Donald Trump said. Of course, that was interpreted saying, look, look, look. The big bad orange man who incited and led the insurrection of the Capitol, Fedsurrection, is now saying cancel the Constitution because he wants to be the big orange dictator. And every MAGA Republican wants to, you know, hang Democrats and take over the government and have Donald Trump installed as our dictator for life. That's what the mainstream media, that's what, you know, you catch Lindsey Graham in a bathroom at the Capitol, and he'll probably tell you, yeah, Donald Trump led the insurrection and he's a bad guy and all the other just sick GOP establishment. No, no, no. Donald Trump did not say cancel the Constitution. Donald Trump was not suggesting at all to terminate the Constitution. What he actually said was basically that the election fraud of 2020 was so massive and of such magnitude that it in itself, the fraud, canceled and thus ultimately allowed the termination of all rules, regulations, and articles, even those found in the Constitution. He was saying that the Democrats, establishment GOP, and everyone involved in this massive fraud crapped on the Constitution and continue to do so. He didn't say cancel the Constitution. He said what they did terminated all the rules, regulations, and articles found in the Constitution. Nowhere did Donald Trump even remotely suggest doing away with the Constitution. He was just defining how massive the fraud was in the 2020 election and how that negated the Constitution, because the Constitution is not respected by Democrats, by GOP establishment, by warmongers, by globalists. That's what Donald Trump was saying. Donald Trump loves America. He loves Americans. He loves the Constitution. He has nothing to gain by wanting to cancel the Constitution. But again, they're going to run with this. And when you have losers like Alphonse D'Amato on Newsmax saying these things, and you will see other idiots say it, you will see other political commentators say it, you will see Republican commentators say it, you'll see Republican pundits say it, you will see all that, just like what they did with Dinnergate at Mar-a-Lago, where they came out and said, I can't believe Donald Trump had dinner with Kanye West, who I despise, by the way, and Nick Fuentes, a white supremacist who's a loser, and Milo Yiannopoulos, who's a bigger loser. Like, come on, let's just stop. Stop it. Get some help. Like, enough. Enough. All of this nonsense, and you literally have the weaponization of the federal government along with the GOP and the Democrats going after Donald Trump, and it's not going to stop. The FBI literally had sex tapes of Democrat mayors sleeping with a Chinese spy. They kept them hidden. They knew Eric Swalwell was sleeping with a Chinese spy. They suppressed it and kept it hidden. They had Hunter Biden's laptop and kept that hidden, but leaked a dossier that they knew was fake. They leaked it to the New York Times in an effort to destroy Donald Trump. And they're not going to stop. They're not going to stop at all. None of them are going to stop. And what's our recourse? What are we going to do? What's going to happen? How are we going to hold these people accountable? Are we going to be able to hold these people accountable? I keep hearing people say, no, we can't. Nothing is going to happen. Nothing is going to happen. But we have to. We have to find ways. Okay? Where election season isn't over. Donald Trump is running for 2024. We're in it. Get involved. I'm hearing in Trump world they're getting ready to announce chief of staff of his campaign, which who knows if we're going to be happy with or not. Who's going to be involved? Get involved. When you hear of the campaign operations moving, get involved. I plan on getting involved as heavy as I can. And I would suggest you do as well, whether again, there'll be always something to do. It is early in the season. It's very early. We don't know who else is gonna run. But we, again, and I say this a lot on my show, and I know I've said it here, one man is not going to save this country, okay? We the people are going to save this country. And we the people are going to save this country by banding together and doing so by getting the right people elected like Donald Trump in 2024. Yeah, but you said that during the midterms, and you're right. And you want to know something? We didn't play the game, and the Democrats played it brilliantly. Whether it was rigging and stealing, This whole ballot harvesting that's not going away. Ballot harvesting and mail-in voting is not going away. As much as I wish it would, and that we would have election day and not election season, because that's what it says in the Constitution of the United States, this is now the new norm. Unfortunately, don't agree with it. Those that vote on election day are going to vote on election day. But it's not enough. In New York, 7 million people didn't vote in the midterms. That's a problem. And Democrats are brilliant at the early voting and the mail-in voting, bringing the polls to the people. And Republicans have to play that game, but better. And I don't mean recruiting people out of cemeteries like the Democrats did. No. I mean ballot harvesting where it's legal. In New York, ballot harvesting is legal. There's no law that says you can't do it or can do it. There's no law. There's nothing that specifies it. So you can do it. And then there's laws in most places you can. And what does that mean? That means Republicans need to get their heads out of their rear ends and say, hey, what are we going to do to get the polls to the people that aren't going to come out on election day and just, whatever. Well, you got to hit the colleges because the Democrats are doing it. You got to hit churches. You got to hold events. We should be ballot harvesting at NASCAR events. All these people that could care less about waiting online and voting at the poll on the day, on election day. I'm not saying get all your friends who normally vote on election day to go and vote that way. We don't want that. We only want the people to vote early or by mail who aren't coming out, because there are a lot of people not coming out, and we have to get them out. And there are people nationally talking about ways to get that done. Okay, there's a gentleman by the name of Scott Pressley. You might know who he is. He's tall. He wears cowboy boots. Has very long hair. He's an unbelievable conservative activist. And he goes around the country registering people to vote. And he has done unbelievable grassroots work by flipping people from their Democrat registration to Republican registration. Unbelievable progress all over. He's one guy. And he goes around the country teaching people how to run for office, how to register to vote, how to get people registered to vote. And I know he's on board with now we have to now figure out a way to legally and effectively ballot harvest Republican votes for Republican candidates and get people to vote early if needed, to those who are not going to vote on election day. I don't agree with having to do that because I want it to go back as you vote on election day, one day of voting. We know who won by midnight. But it's not going to be like that anymore, people. It's not going to be like that. Some states it might be. But for those states that it's not, we have to do more because we're not doing enough, and it's up to we, the people, again. You can't trust anyone in D.C. You can't fall in love with politicians because they will break your heart. Okay? For those who might frequent strip clubs, strippers don't like you. They just like your money. Politicians don't like you. They just like your vote, and they like your money. And it's the same thing. Don't fall in love with a politician. Don't idolize politicians. They will break your heart. They will disappoint you. And there are politicians now that I really thought good things would come from them come January, that I'm disappointed in now because of things that I don't like. I'm going to say it right now. I think right now, from what I'm seeing and my theory, I think Marjorie Taylor Greene is a complete fraud. And it hurts me to say that because I like everything that she says and what she wants to do and what she's calling for. Audit Ukraine money and other things. But the whole, go back to Mar-a-Lago, Milo Yiannopoulos, who is a campaign destroyer, despises Donald Trump, vows revenge on the Republican Party, is now working with Kanye West in his presidential campaign, which I don't see going anywhere, went to Mar-a-Lago with him at that dinner. Milo Yiannopoulos is heavily connected to Marjorie Taylor Greene, although she will deny it. She will deny it. But he was a staffer, and I believe still is. She says an unpaid staffer. They were sharing a home in Georgia, Rome, Georgia, I believe. And she has bent the knee to Kevin McCarthy, Rhino extraordinaire, because she wants committees. I think she wants committees and she wants subpoena power. And I think there's a lot of stuff going on between her and Kevin McCarthy that I'm not going to say on this show. Maybe you can figure that out. Okay? And that she's showing the loyalty to Kevin McCarthy, saying he should be Speaker of the House, which I don't agree with. Kevin McCarthy, Speaker of the House, we lose. We lose. He's a rhino, GOP establishment Republican. Deep. And he's a disgrace. He should resign from politics. I believe, even beyond Kevin McCarthy, but with that blessing and put into motion, I believe they orchestrated with Milo Yiannopoulos that Mar-a-Lago hit with bringing Nick Fuentes along and Kanye West and the whole thing about the Jewish people and Donald Trump being looked at as an anti-Semite because he had a white supremacist there, and then Kanye West, who just eviscerated the Jewish people, you know, not too long before, that it was to throw shade at him and to destroy him and to turn other members of the party against him. They want to turn everyone in the party against Donald Trump. And I believe Marjorie Taylor Greene, although she has denied it already, I believe she was a big part in that, making the connection with the whole Milo Yiannopoulos and so on. Maybe you could call me a conspiracy theory, but would it surprise you? Would anything surprise you in seedy politics? I don't even think Roger Stone would be surprised. I believe that that is a viable theory. And I hope it's not. And again, I don't think it's going to stop. And I don't know what Marjorie Taylor Greene's end game is, and I want to see what she's going to do in January. But it's just not, to me, it doesn't look good on how she is defending Kevin McCarthy being Speaker of the House when she was stripped of her committees. Kevin McCarthy did nothing to stand up for her, which he should have, when she was stripped of her committees for nothing by Nancy Pelosi. And he's also said some things about Marjorie Taylor Greene, like, oh, she's, you know, somewhat of a threat or other things back when all of that happened. So now all of a sudden Marjorie Taylor Greene has a motive to get her committee subpoena power. There's something there. There's something going on. And I don't trust any of them. And that is why, again, it's up to us. It is up to us. And there's no other way. Make sure you're all following Roger Stone on Twitter. If you have Twitter, he's back. Go find him and follow him. And I'm surprised they didn't give him. I don't know what the story is with the blue checks on Twitter. If you actually, now everyone has to pay for them. But I know you cannot. I have an Android, so I can't even go on and pay the $8 a month for a blue check. I don't really care about their blue check. I'm verified on Getter, and I'm verified on Truth Social, and I'm verified on Gab, and none of that costs me any money. But Roger Stone on Twitter is Roger J. Stone Jr., J-R for Jr. And yeah, when he got on yesterday, he had I believe it was like 200,000 followers, even, or it was like 212,000 maybe. And right now he has 283,000 followers. So, you know, people are out there. So if you're on Twitter, follow Roger Stone, follow me, Alan Jacoby 1776, and it's A-L-A-N. It's the only real way to spell Alan. And I'm also on Truth Social at what am I on Truth Social? The Great Divide podcast. Really quick, we got a few minutes left. I watched a documentary that was brought. Stu Peters helped produce it. For those of you that follow him, if you haven't seen it yet, I watched it not last night, the night before. It's wild. It's called Died Suddenly. Now, I could probably talk about this for the next hour, but we know, you know, vaccinations are a touchy subject. And there's a lot of young people that are dying, and they're pulling some weird fibrous structures and clots out of people. If you haven't seen Died Suddenly, you have to see it. And I made it really easy for you. Go to my Rumble page. My Rumble page is so easy to get to. It's 1776live.tv. 1776live.tv. takes you right to my Rumble page. Hit subscribe. Don't go to that page without hitting subscribe. I'll hunt you down. Hit subscribe. And the first thing up there right now is the Died Suddenly documentary. It's 1 hour and 8 minutes long. And it is unbelievable because you hear from funeral directors and embalmers on what they're pulling out of people. And you're seeing it. It's a little graphic. It is a must-see for anyone who has issue with the vaccine, who knows people who were injured from the vaccine, or knows people who have died because of the vaccine, which, of course, they'll never say. Well, they didn't die from the vaccine. Oh, yeah, well, he was 22 years old. And they're not finding this. Like, when they do autopsies, they're not taking every vein out of, you know, the body. They'll do, you know, certain tests and things. But there are a lot of bodies that are not being autopsied, believe it or not. And they talk about this in this documentary and the things that they're pulling out of the bodies and how the blood looks. Why is there sand-like blood particles in the blood? I mean, if you haven't seen it, you have to. It's going to open. I watched it and I already was pretty much on that page, but it opened my eyes up even more. And they talk about depopulation and Bill Gates, and they have, you know, the actual, it's all right there. Every single person who cares about what the government is doing with big tech and big pharma needs to watch Died Suddenly. And you can get it right now, very easy, free. You go to my Rumble page, 1776live.tv. And you can watch it. Have a watch party because it's everyone needs to see it, and it's wild. I didn't realize how bad it's getting. There are so many young people dying suddenly. Football players, hockey players, baseball players, young kids, people perfectly healthy, news reporters. Just dying on live broadcast. They all look like they're having a stroke, and it's very weird. You'll even see in part of the movie where the documentary where people are and they're like caught on camera. You would think like they're having a drug overdose. You know, you go in bad neighborhoods and you see the people walking around like zombies. Like they're just doing normal things, and they're doing this weird thing where like they're all turning the same direction, and then they just fall over, kill over, and die. And whatever it is that is in these things that we're putting in our bodies, well, not me because I didn't get any of them, but some of my loved ones did, and I'm not happy about it. It's doing things to people, and people are dying, and we know that. That's not the news. We know that. We know that to be true, but this documentary really opens your eyes. But again, it's called Died Suddenly, and you can get it over at my Rumble channel, which is easy to get to. Again, it's 1776live.tv. Go there. You can get all my shows, too, my podcasts, and I do about 4 or 5 a week, so you can get me over there. So anyway, everybody, listen, it's been great being back on the Stone Zone covering for the wise man, the great political icon, Roger Stone. Make sure you're following him everywhere, Twitter and his Rumble channel, Roger Stone. Subscribe everywhere you can. If you're watching this somewhere, you can share it. Please share it. We have to get the message out. Things that Roger Stone says are always gold, and he knows what he's talking about. And he's back on Twitter, which I'm over the moon about. I'm going to see him tomorrow. And then Saturday, we're going to be at the big 110th New York Young Republican Gala with Donald Trump Jr. and many other patriots, like I said. So with that being said, until next time, I get to see you. I hope you all do well. And if I don't see you before the holidays, have a Merry Christmas and a Happy New Year. And I will see you soon on the Stone Zone.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, and I'm excited to announce my new product, My Coffee. I get products all the time from entrepreneurs for my new platform, MyStore.com. And when I tried My Coffee for the first time, I was blown away. It is the best coffee I've ever had in my life. I spent the last 4 months doing my due diligence, and this family-owned business micromanages every step from the fields to the cup to ensure the best quality coffee you're ever gonna have. It starts with the beans that are grown in Honduras. Honduras's volcanic soil and humid climate make the perfect growing conditions for coffee plants, which produce the best beans ever. Then each batch is tested for its aroma, taste, and other aspects to meet the highest standards in the coffee industry. And after that, it goes into production, which is all done right here in the USA. It's like you're getting that small batch specialty coffee, but delivered right to your front door. So go to mystore.com or call the number on your screen. Use the promo code and you'll get your very own My Coffee for 25% off. You guys all know that I've traveled the country for the past year and a half. I've stayed in hundreds of hotels. I've tried every coffee out there. Well, some of the coffees have that terrible aftertaste, some that leave me jittery, or I get an upset stomach. Well, my coffee is different. It's the richest, smoothest, best coffee I've ever had. My coffee comes in a variety of flavors. You get them ground or whole bean. Plus, it's certified organic and non-GMO. I guarantee it'll be the best coffee you've ever had. So go to mystore.com or call the number on your screen. Use your promo code and you'll get my coffee for 25% off. And I'm going to give you deep discounts on all my store products. That's my